Welcome to Shomach Shol on the Daf, from Sochim Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses how many Avdolos one needs to say when he does the Seder Avdolah on Moritz Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Benom Shel Gedoyshim, who was Rabbi Nachem Bar Simoi, he used to say only one Avdolah. While Noah Guam Loimer Shalosh, while the other people, regular people, say three Avdolos. But Rabbi Nachem Bar Simoi was special. Why? He didn't look at the shape of a coin, and he said only one avdola. Why did Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi say only one avdola? What does this have to do with looking at the shape of the coin? What pshat in this sugya? So the Mea Shiloyach, the Ishbitze, who has in the end of his sefer a few things on Shas, he has two vertlach on this perek Arviv Sochim. And in the first one, he comes to explain this inyan. And he says, the idea of avdola, what does avdola mean? Avdola means you differentiate between two things that seem to be alike. You mean das, avdola minayin. If you don't have das, a person doesn't have the intelligence, the das, the chachma that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, he won't be able to differentiate between two things which seem to be similar on the outside, but you need to differentiate them in the inside. When you come to the fringe between Kodesh and Chol, between something which is holy and something which is not holy, it's very hard from the outside to see the difference between the two. They look alike. You need to have a certain sensitivity to come and differentiate between the Kodesh and the Chol. Says the Me'a Shiloyach that for regular people, in order for us to really come and understand and feel the difference between Kodesh and Chol, we have to say at least three Avdolos. We have to come and describe it and differentiate it in three different ways to come and define the difference between Kodesh and Chol. But someone who's Benon Shel Gedoyshim, and the way Me'a Shiloyach expands it, Ben means they belong to a place. As we explained a few shirims ago, that we talk about Ben Olam Haba, means someone who belongs to Olam Haba. So Benon Shel Gedoyshim means he belongs to Gedusha. He's the one who has the sensitivity, the smelling ability to come and differentiate between Kodesh and Chol. He does not need to have three Avdolos. He can have only one Avdolah. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shel Gedoyshim does only one Avdolah. And how do you define a person as Ben Shel Gedoyshim? As someone who never looked at the tzura of a zuza. He never looked at the shape of the coin. That's what the Gemara tells us. Why look at the shape of the coin takes away from the Kedusha? So the Me'a Shiloyach tells us because when you look at a coin, the outside is the Tzura. When you don't look at the Tzura, it means you look at the inner part. From the outside, Kodesh and Chol seem to be the same thing. But underneath the surface, they're very different. Someone doesn't look at the Tzura, he focuses on the inside, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shel Gedoyshim did. And this really connects beautifully to this week's parasha, Parashat Kisiso. As the Noam Elimelech already points out, and by the way, the Noam Elimelech is Yortzeit, is Chof Aleph Adar this Friday, and we're saying here at Dvar Torah in his name that connects our Gemara to this parsha. Says the Noam Elimelech, the Gemara tells us in the Yerushalmi that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand Machtis HaShekel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a Madbeya Shalesh. That's what it says by us, Seyitnu Koloi Velapkudim. He had to show him the Madbeya Shalesh because it wasn't, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was difficult to understand how you bring Machtis HaShekel. So Noam Elimelech already points out that here we have somebody in this Gemara who's Benon Shel Gedoyshim because he doesn't know the tzura of a Madbeya. He doesn't know the shape of a coin. So he connects the coin of Moshe Rabbeinu to the coin of the Benon Shel Gedoyshim. And the Noam Elimelech goes in his own way. The Mayim HaKoyimis can go to see what he says. But the pre-tzadik of Tzadik HaKoyim, in Parsha Shkolim, in the first piece, he says, what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the Madbeya? He didn't know the shape of a coin? Obviously Moshe Rabbeinu knew the shape of a coin. But says the pre-tzadik, it so says very similarly the Sasemes and the Shemishmul and others, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand how can he use a coin which is physical, which connects to the materialistic needs of an Adam in this world. How can you connect that to Koifer Nefesh, to something that goes up to Shemayim, to a carbon? How do you connect something so physical to spirituality? So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea Shalish. He showed him the fire. What does it mean, show him the fire? He showed him everything in this world has an ikuta primis, has an inner point of spirituality, of connecting to something which is much higher, of Gedusha. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So email going back to the Noam Elimelech, when I'm talking about Benon Shagadoshim, he's the one who did not look at the outer part of the Madbea. He looked at the inner part of every coin, of every material in the world. He looked at the inner part, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Madbea Shel Eish Moshe Rabbeinu is the same Madbea that the Benon Shagadoshim looks into. He doesn't look at the physical element, he looks at the spirituality underneath it. Someone who's so connected to spirituality, going back to the Me'ah Shilayach, he's the one who does Avdola Achas, only one Avdola. In order for him to understand, to differentiate, to have that feel of what's Kodesh, what's Chol, it's very easy for him. He connects to beyond the physicality, to something which is much higher. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.